Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. The kidneys rock, nephrite. Believe it or not, there is a mineral, a rock, named after the kidney, and it's called nephrite. Nephrite is a silicate mineral species with lovely shades of green and is sometimes translucent. Indeed, it is one of two mineral species called jade and is often referred to as the old and true Chinese jade. The name nephrite is derived from lapid nephriticus, which in turn is derived from the Greek nephros, meaning kidney or kidney stone, and the Latin and Greek version of a Spanish word, the origin of which is jade or jadeite. The rounded kidney shape of the nephrite boulders and pebbles may have led people to regard these stones as a cure for kidney ailments, like kidney stones, via sympathetic magic. It was, and is said to be by some, a cure for a number of non-renal diseases, such as a lack of passion, read between the lines. It had healing energy. It does arouse interest in some of us. Indeed, the nephrite jade was an ornamental stone used in carvings, tools, beads, amulets, weapons, or cut gemstones, even in early centuries B.C. It was often given as gifts to seal important agreements. It was said in some countries in the past to be more valuable than gold or silver. It is found in many countries, including China. In China and Inner Mongolia, it was used in burial suites and was considered the imperial gem and used in the Chinese imperial court. It plays a large role in certain cultures, such as the Maori language and culture, where it is considered a treasure and protected by treaty. The stone is often imported from China, Siberia, Malaysia, and Canada. It is indeed the kidney's rock.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.